Bear Country 95.3. It's 7:57, and Mick is here, as promised, from Montague Webworks. We're going to go online to the Montague Webworks website of the week. Hey, Mick, what's going on, buddy?
Kevin.
Buddy!
How are ya?
Remember that? All right. Anyway, so it is approaching fall.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Right, right.
When's the official first day of fall? Is it the
22nd, maybe?
22nd. All right. Yeah, we're about a week away.
Or the 21st. Yeah, something like
that. A week and a half away. Sure, sure.
Yep, something like that.
Autumn.
Some people like it. Most people like it. I prefer spring, you know.
But autumn is very special in this area.
Oh, it's great.
There's a lot of...
it's beautiful.
There's a lot of activities that bring people into this area.
That's right, the leaves.
Touristy type of activities.
Oh, that's right. I mean, we get, you know, certain places get most of their income from the next 2 months.
Yes, that's very true.
Yep. Anyway, so one thing to do is to take a walk in the stalks, as some people say.
Take a walk in the stalks.
Yeah, corn maze.
Corn maze. You know... I was thinking about this the other day. Growing up, corn mazes weren't a thing for me. I know you grew up in the city,
but
I grew up in kind of suburbia, Connecticut.
Right.
There were no corn mazes around.
Because you're such a suburbanite.
But yeah, but I mean, I was kind of close to some farms, kind of like I am now.
Yeah.
But they just weren't around.
Right. I don't know. I
don't know how long, like Bikes Maze.
Right.
I don't know how long that's been in operation. But
you could probably look it up.
Yeah, maybe I should. Maybe we should go to the website of the week.
Let's go to the website of the week, and maybe they will tell us. CornMazesAmerica.com.
CornMazesAmerica.com.
Yeah.
All right.
So when you get there, you're asked the initial question. It says in really big letters, I am ... a maze visitor, a farm owner.
Uh-huh.
So if you go to a maze visitor,
right,
you are brought to this directory of the United States, and there are apparently very, very many of them across the United States. So it's not just
looks like there's hundreds of them.
Yes, yes. And if you scroll down on that directory page, you'll get lists of some of them right there. And
like featured mazes.
Yep, all over the place. And you can see one of them says Gone Buggy, not just a walk in the stock. So that's where I got that from.
Oh, that's where you got the
Yeah, I think it's the one right below.
Oh, okay.
Not. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah, there it is. Gone Buggy 2018. A walk in the stock. So you'll probably find Mike's Maze, you know, here, and there'll be more information about it. So it's pretty cool. But it's so you can search by state or your exact location.
Right.
And they'll give you a bunch of information, you know, directions. It'll link over to their website.
If you're a maze fanatic and you're traveling, you can find out all the mazes in the area in which you travel to.
That's right. That's right.
They seem to be a lot more on the East Coast than there are on the West Coast. Maybe it's a thing that is slowly moving off to the West Coast.
Yeah, sure.
And of course, I don't know if they grow corn on the West Coast. Evidently, they do in a couple of spots, but not too many.
Wow, and you could just zoom in on this sucker on this map here, and there's a serious cluster in Philadelphia.
I like to see some of the designs that some of these places come up with. Pretty neat.
Yeah, it's amazing what they could do now, and I would imagine that corn mazes really could not be done before GPS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would draw it out, and then I remember the first time I read about Mike's maze, he said that he held his GPS, his little TomTom or something, and he drove his tractor around, and he tried it 1 year, and it was a simple design, but you can't do it without that, because otherwise, you know, you're lost in the stocks. I mean, you don't know.
You're saying it again.
That's right. Lost to the stocks, as opposed to walking in the stocks, because otherwise you'd have to, like, not plant them in certain areas. You'd have to, like, draw it out on the ground.
Right.
You know, it's pretty difficult. So I would imagine it's a relatively new thing.
All right. So cornmazesamerica.com is our website of the week. Montague Webworks right here in the Valley. Mick, of course, with the new office.
That's right.
Over on
Miles Street.
On Miles Street. Very, very nice. Stop by and check out the new digs for Montague Webworks.
Yeah. You still have to come by sometime.
I know. I do. And
candy in a jar right at the door.
Also, remember that Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store. So if you're thinking about creating a website, Mick's obviously the one to talk to. It can get done at a 30% discount. with the gift certificates at the store.
That's right. Just come on down to the office and get a piece of candy from our bowl and check out the offices.
What's the featured candy right now in the Montague Webworks bowl?
Well, some family came over when I got married from Sweden. They brought along a bag of this candy called Dime, D-A-J-M, and they're like they're like Heath bars.
Oh, yeah, fancy!
But little thumb size, little, you know, like the kind you would give out for Halloween. They're great. So
I got, all right, I'm gonna be by.
I had a $25 bag of them, they're in a bowl and they're going fast, Kevin. we'll stop on by the office and we'll talk about what you need in our new conference room.
All right, sounds good. Mick from Montague Webworks, stay out of trouble, okay?
Yeah.
All right, it's 8:02 and news time.